Wild choke cherries and pin cherries, simmered down and drained through a sieve, yield rich red juice that cans up for winter jelly or as an energizing tonic, and it takes only about 3.5 cups to make a batch of jelly. The piece walks through preserving a whole season of abundance, from pickled Hungarian hot peppers and sweet summer squash to cabbage fermented into sauerkraut and hog lard rendered into jars that keep for years. Author Jason Maloney, a retired educator and soldier from Rhinet County, Wisconsin, who lives on Lake Superior with his wife Cindy Dillenschneider and their Australian Shepherd Red, ties these skills back to ancestors who survived harsh winters, tornadoes, fires, and crop failures on almost nothing. His point is that home canning is more than nostalgia. It is real food security and a memorable family tradition worth learning when you have more time than money. Cookbooks, field guides, and food preservation manuals stand ready to assist with preserving the abundance of the season for hard times ahead. Old favorites from ancestors can mingle with library finds to guide novices as well as experienced food processors. Core canning jars filled with wild chokecherry juice are ready to process in a water bath canner. Clean core canning jars wait to be filled with wild chokecherry juice. Simmered chokecherries are drained in a sieve. The juice will be used to fill core canning jars. Hungarian hot peppers await processing. Properly canned pickled peppers can provide spice to winter meals. Premixing pickling brine can make processing easier. Ripe chokecherries hang ready for picking. The rich juice produced from the berries provides an energizing winter tonic. Chokecherries in various stages of ripeness dazzle in a natural art show. Use a field guide and apprentice with an experienced forager to properly identify wild foods. Canned cherry juice, pin cherry on the left, chokecherry on the right await a trip to the pantry for storage. The juice can be used to make jelly during cold winter months, where it can be consumed as is. Pots filled with chokecherries and water simmer on an outdoor gas grill. Processing food outdoors can keep steam and stains out of country kitchens. Clean chokecherries await water and heat. The simmered cherries will be drained through a sieve. Cherries and pits are discarded while the juice is canned for winter use. Pinned cherries hang waiting to be gathered. The little cherries produce a striking red juice. Fortunately, it only takes about 3.5 cups of cherry juice to make jelly. Fresh produce tempts customers at a northern farm stand. Abundant summer produce can be preserved by pickling and fermenting to provide winter food. Summer squash pickles well. Cabbage turns to sauerkraut in a few weeks when properly prepared. Both are easy to preserve through home canning. Jars of sweet pickled summer squash are sealed and ready for storage. Home canning can be a memorable family activity that produces food security. Summer squash are cut into chunks before being cold packed in glass canning jars. Home-rendered lard stands cool and white in a sealed jar. Lard can last for years in sealed glass jars. Hot lard stands in glass canning jars on the way to a water bath that will seal the jars. Our ancestors used everything from a hog but the squeal. We can too, especially when we have more time than money. Studying genealogy is a favorite pastime of folks. They take inspiration from the courage of their ancestors who took chances to immigrate to a new land or to new nations. Often family stories are passed down through generations. Some of the stories outline ways family members stayed alive through harsh winters, tornadoes, fires, crop failure, and other disasters. We often marvel at how they seem to have survived on almost nothing. Jason Maloney is an elderly farm boy from Rhinet County, Wisconsin. He's a retired educator, a retired soldier, and a lifelong Wisconsin resident. He lives on the shore of Lake Superior with his wife, Cindy Dillenschneider, and Red, a sturdy, loyal Australian shepherd. World events and domestic policy continued to influence shipping at Wisconsin seaports during the early part of the 2026 season on the Great